7:45 at WGCL. It's Big Show Friday. There is our man, Chuck Crabb. Good morning.
Good morning. Along for this ride today.
Got the air conditioner working in the Billy Hayes press box today?
You betcha. It was, it wasn't too good for the Hayes Invitational last Friday night, so I had the crew out. I've had the crew a lot of places this week.
You got to keep them on their toes, and when it's going to be 87, 88, 89 for 3 days of Big Ten Track and Field Championship, let's make sure the air conditioner is working. And joining us live on the telephone on Big Show Friday for the first time in some time is our great friend Smitty. Good morning.
Hey, fellas. Double C, how we doing, my friend?
Oh, Joe, this is great. Good to hear you. Good to be visiting with you today and have you back on the airwaves.
Well, I'm glad to see that you're rehabbing quite well with your second hip surgery.
Yeah.
So hope all is going well. I know Dr. John did a nice job for you.
Oh, he certainly did that. He and Tom Kelzer, we kind of have a similar team, don't we?
But between you
two.
We do
indeed. Yeah. I've called it the sweatshop, you know, Kelzer's place over there on Cariz, where you can go in dry, but you'll come out wet. But,
exactly.
Yeah, Tom is outstanding.
My two robotic friends, the $64,000 men,
truly
making airport scanners
titanium
beep
specials.
From sea to shining sea. What's great to have the band back together, Joe, and we talk about this forecast being hot in May. The good news about it is at least it's not cold, at least it's not raining, and finally the high schools can get caught up on all of the events. It seems like they're having to pile them in week after week now, but a busy, busy Thursday night.
Well, it was a busy night as well for the Cougars and Mustangs that play baseball. Better late than never, the saying goes. A little drama, huh? Out at Cougar Field last night, Richard Hurts' Cougs snatched victory away from Bob Jones' Mustangs with a five-run last at bat after a Mustang starter. Luke Hayden pretty much had things his own way out on the hill for EHS. Pinch hitter Jack Shepard touched up Curtis Cowden with a two-run single. Then scored the game winner on what amounted to a fielder's choice off the bat of Colton Beck's. Ethan Verkrumba had a couple of hits. Harrison Pittsford and Josh Chasteen knocked in five between them. Josh had a three-run home run in the fifth inning, and the Mustangs fall to 14-4. They go over to Shackamack later tonight. North is now 16-5. Riley Gallagher got the win in relief. He had a couple of hits at the dish, two runs scored, including one of those hits, his second home run of the year. By the way, North is off tomorrow. We'll catch you up on the schedule next half hour, but Hamilton Southeastern will play at Grove Memorial against Phil Klusner's Panthers a little bit later tonight. Well, back-to-back WIC boys track titles for Micah Mobley's Red and Black of Edgewood. Congrats to the Ellettsville fellas. That's 15 of the last 16 years now. They've dominated. Outstanding meet for Austin Haskett, the veteran. Add them up. Three wins, 800, 16, and 3,200. An 800 clipping of 158 was a new meet record. Noah Beasy won the long jump and high jump. He's been doing that the last couple of years. And John McLaughlin set a new school record in the 449.29 to spice things as well for the WIC champions. McHammond's Edgewood softball Mustangs ranked fifth in 3A. They rallied for four in the top of the seventh to catch and pass West Vigo 7-6. Trinity Robertson had the game winner, had a two-out single, and then was credited with the win. She closed out the Vikings in the circle, pitching one hit, two and two-thirds innings of softball. That's her 14th win of the spring. Taylor Thomas had three hits, and Taylor Minnick knocked in three with a couple of hits. How about Molly Wright down on the south side? Got her first win of the year as the Meg Montgomery Southsiders, a three-hit. Perry Meridian, 10-0 the final there. Molly getting good defensive support as well. They played that one at the new Panther Ball Yard. South is now 9-11. And Brown County beat North 2-1. Deb Jones had a tough luck loss as she ran into Emma Summers. Both of those girls in the circle allowing only two hits, but Brown County wins it over North 2-1. North beat Martinsville 4-1 in tennis. Bloomfield shut out Edgewood 5-0. On the links at the Country Club, B&L a one-stroke win over Drew Todd, who had team medal honors of 77, 328 aggregate shot by the Panthers. Panthers. And Edgewood, Jackson Wendell shot a 39 for team medal honors as Edgewood beat the Monrovia by 28 strokes. A nice win there. So a busy high school Thursday. We'll catch you up on Reds baseball. They had a nice win last night, 4-1. They're on the airwaves tonight again out of Chavez Ravine. Take on the Dodgers at 10 o'clock.
I'm Joe Smith. Yeah, Smitty, good job. And the Dodgers, Reds, Tyler Molly pitching well.
He's from out there, Orange County, as a matter of fact. He had a lot of fine family folks watching him. And, gave up a run, three hits, and five innings. So it was nice to see. That's the, hate to say this, but the three straight wins, that's the longest of the year for the Kings of the Ohio.
Bullpen only gave up one hit in four innings. That's a solid performance as well. And the Reds off on the right foot. And again, 10 o'clock tonight, as you mentioned. I gave up on the North Edgewood game, Joe. I was following along on Twitter and saw the score. And I said, well, we only got three outs left. I'm going to go have dinner. And then, funny thing happened on the way to the newspaper this morning.
Yeah, it did. It was an exciting ball game. And obviously, the bottom line, if you're a North fan, they got the W. Richard not real enamored with the flow of play leading up to the seventh. By that I mean the in between the temples, if you will. But hey, credit Edgewood, they got a nice season rolling, 14-4, as I mentioned. So they're going to both be tough outs in the sectional, although North plays Columbus North and Shelbyville in a couple weeks.
They do, and we've got a busy weekend. Indy in the month of May, as we were mentioning. Indy Grand Prix tomorrow, 3 o'clock. We have the qualifications next Saturday, 11-1 and 4:30-6. And then the 102nd edition of the Greatest Spectacle in Racing coming up Sunday on the 27th. We'll talk IU stuff the next time we get together, Joe. But with you and Chuck both here, please answer me this. Michigan has won the Big Ten 657 times in a row. Right? Michigan in softball. They've won the Big Ten 5,000 years in a row. So
put an end to that. How about that?
Indiana's 4-19 and then finishes third in the league.
Yeah.
And Shonda Stanton's not coach of the year? I mean, what are we voting on these days?
Yeah.
Michigan has 73 All-Americans, freshman of the year
Hutchins,
this. Carol Hutchins has a whole trophy room. Can you give me a break? Do these people not realize what's going on? 4-19, Joe.
And Chuck. Me and you, we didn't vote.
No, kidding.
We didn't. You're right.
And nobody with any rational. What do we just give it to the? Oh, you win again. Here's another. You're not even making sense of it. Get rid of these dopey things if you're not even going to do it the right
Shonda
way.
Shonda did a great coaching job this year. You know, the belief that the ladies had in themselves and how they came together and played inspired ball. And, you think back 2 weeks, the three-game series with Michigan. You talk about
everything was
great
extra innings.
Play. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
But the point is, nice job. Good job, Carol, in your 400th Coach of the Year award. But you were 4-19 here. You never finished third place in the league before. That's Coach of the Year stuff.
I hear you, brother, but you know what's going to make it sweet if Indiana could, and this is single elimination now
up in
Madison, if they could by chance play Michigan for the title and bring it home. There you go.
Beat Illinois today at 2:30. Start there, and then we'll...
We'll have the last laugh, maybe.
One game at a time.
That's it. All right, Smitty. It's great to hear your voice again, as always. We'll get caught up with more on the IU beat, and we'll do that
Chuck,
coming back.
It's great to talk to you, and it's great to hear that Sam's bus is going to be right there at the
very
finish line. That's
about
where
that.
It belongs. It
sure does.
Because he finished up a lot of great years for Indiana track and field.
No question.
All right, Joe, we'll get caught up next hour. I got to cool off after my Shonda Stanton rant there. I don't understand how these things work or what people pay attention to.
You stepped on my toe. My toe is just killing me. You dropped off your soapbox there. But, hey, well-deserved. I love it. That's radio.
That is. And it should be a well-deserved award for her. But, again, if you get the last laugh with the Big Ten tournament title, that'd be great. All right, good job, buddy. We'll catch you back at 8:45.
Here, you want some hot coffee?
No, I don't. Something cold. Something cold.
I'll see you then.
All
see
right.
you guys.
The return of Joe Smith live on Big Show Fridays here on WGCL. We're brought to you this morning by Carpets Plus Color Tile. Let's just start that again. I'm mad. This is who votes on that? Who do I need to write a sternly written letter to? Who is it? The coaches?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. That makes no sense. Then they're jealous of what she's doing and probably bothered by, oh, now look, we're going to have to deal with Indiana and softball. Okay. That's ridiculous. It is Big Show Friday, and we check in with our great friend who is making his return this week. Smitty is back, part two. Now we're live on Fridays again. This is just like old home week. This is great.
This is great. It's been a great week, really, weather-wise and otherwise, as we continue to knock off the rust, no question about it. Final installment, my thoughts and reflections of the journey to come back today. My IU sports family, I can well remember 5-6 hours before kickoff against Ohio State to open the football season on that final day of August, Indiana's biggest home opener in history. Here was Fred Glass, Scott Dolson, Jeremy Gray dropping off my IU game day hat, a few shirts, something that I'll never, ever forget. Here all three of them were. Instead of attending to pregame festivities, if you will, at the ball yard, but I'll never forget that. Fred opened up his patio out at the Rock for me for homecoming to attend that game. I'll be back with Don Fisher for the 36th year this fall. Fish made a lot of stops to my new home to talk Indiana football and basketball throughout the season, a longtime obvious friend, but he was more concerned with how I was doing, and something I'll never forget. Obviously, back again this fall with Buck and Eric Sewer. Both Sewers very, very supportive during this whole process, as was Jeff Keg, who brought Tom Allen to the hospital to visit me soon after the first major surgery. The meals that he and his wife Kelsey and boys delivered to my new home. Went to the baseball game the other night. Greg Kincaid and Nate Weekers more than accommodating. J.D. Campbell, all that he has done for me in basketball. And all of the guys and gals in media relations, the entire IU coaching fraternity, thank you so very much. Tom Crean visited me in the hospital, stayed for an hour and a half soon after my first surgery, and obviously very inspirational to both of us at that particular point in time, Tom having lost his job just 2 months previous, and things that he said I'll never forget, and I wish him very well as the new head coach of the Georgia Bulldogs. God got me through this as well as I glance back at the final year, and my thanks to Tom Ellsworth, Sherwood Oaks Christian Church, my spiritual pillar as well. Am I getting closer to where I want to be? I am. Through this week of thanking a lot of different people, my heartfelt thanks to all that have touched my heart this past year. I'm Joe Smith. Well, we do have Indiana University-related activities. Shonda Stanton's women, the Fast Pitch Queens up in Madison, they get rolling. Second quarterfinal against Illinois, who beat Maryland 5-3 yesterday up in the opening round of the Big Ten tournament. We're hopeful of an IU-Michigan finale with great results. In the circle will be Tara Traynor, the veteran. This will be on Big Ten Network at 2:30 this afternoon. Well, as Ryan Feinman was telling me the other night, we have 7 games left. We know what we have to do, and it's just a matter of going out and doing it. Yes, Indiana's wobbling a little with a 4-game losing streak, 7 games left. They have dropped to 9-8 in the league, and they're out in Cornhusker country this weekend, opening a 3-game set with Nebraska later tonight at 6:30 as Jonathan Stever gets the ball, as he normally does, to close out things as the Friday night stopper. So we wish the baseball Hoosiers well. They'll be back home next week. They go to Louisville next week, and then we'll close out the regular season at the Bart against Maryland. First time in 8 years, as Chuck Crabb was mentioning, Indiana hosting the Big Ten Track and Field Championships out of the Hall Complex, EC Billy Hayes Track, the best to Ron Helmer's men and women. As Glass was mentioning, daily passes for $10, what a bargain there. The Big Ten Rowing Championships to be held Sunday out on Eagle Creek up in Indy for Steve Peterson's rowers, and we wish him well there as Indiana University continues to get into the postseason realm of things to do. Elsewhere, we have a lot going on. How about Lily King driving the pace car explore the Indianapolis Road Course 85 lapper we have on Saturday for you. We'll have green flag coverage at 3:30 for the Indianapolis Grand Prix. And, of course, the regular Friday night card on the quarter-mile dirt, the Bloomington Speedway, the usual card of stocks and wing sprinters. The grandstands will open at 5:30. Reds have won three in a row. They haven't been able to do that all season long. Tyler Molly had a nice effort on the hill. Scooter Gannett, 3-for-4 with 3 RBI. As the Reds beat the Dodgers 4-1 tonight, late-night baseball with L.A. starting at 10 o'clock here on the airwaves. And the high school sports activity, a wild one won by the Cougs last night with 5 in the last of the 7th to beat Edgewood 8-7. They play at the Washington Invitational tomorrow. Looking at some activity, we wish the best to Gary Lee's Edgewood Golf Mustangs. They're in the Western Indiana Conference Championships just to the west of us in Gosford at Rolling Meadows. North will compete in the Zionsville Invite at the Trophy Club, and South will play at the Mooresville Invite up at Heartland Crossing. And in softball, North is home tomorrow morning at 10 to Columbus East. As we glance at some of the activities going on, glass for the high schoolers on Saturday. So it's been, a fruitful week, a beneficial week for me, and a busy week as we get back things to normal as we get rolling here in May.
Not a lot of rust to knock off, Joe. This has been very, very, very solid performance for a Hall of Famer. I'm not surprised. Not surprised one bit at it. It's great to hear you back. It's great to have you back, and we're excited to get everything rolling. It just feels like we're normal again. It's not like that's a good feeling.
Well, I love to hear you, get hot once in a while. You probably are drinking iced tea now instead of your warm tea,
well,
aren't
it's,
you?
It's still hot tea. But, I just don't understand how some things work in this world. And I think I don't like perhaps injustice is the right word. What we're talking about is softball. Shonda right. Stanton's crew.
Yeah.
And if you missed this last hour, I'm not going to redo the hash. That's honky radio. That's not good. Oh, they're 4-19. They go into the Big Ten, and they have a chance at home to win the Big Ten regular season. And she doesn't win Coach of the Year. It makes. Yeah. But here's today, 2:30, Illinois. You have a chance to make a new path, another new journey, another new game, another new seven innings. Go out and get after it, and then get into the Big Ten semifinal and see what happens from there. So that's an exciting time. Because, Joe, when they started off, I think they were 1-11, 0-7, 1-11. This was when I met Coach Stanton over the winter, there was no way that team was going to lose a lot of softball games. No chance. And
she put a lot of belief, and it was what makes it a great story, and not only for the underclassmen and the year that the Maddie Westmoreland
the seniors
had. I mean, she should have been freshman of the year. I mean, if you want to really get down to brass and tacks. But that being said, it's great to see where they are, the seniors. That is, have been an easy one and done in the tournament, have gone through a lot of lumps out on the softball field to have the success to win 17 games in the Big Ten. My gosh, they haven't been able to do that in 28 years. So it's been a great story, and it's long from being ended in this tournament that's going on now for Indiana. 2:30 against Illinois again today.
And how about Aaron Harper, Joe? Let's not let that one slide under the radar either. What a fantastic – up in Madison. Madison's been a good thing for women's golf. Now hopefully softball can get on that, but what a great performance.
And what was great? I was glad to see the sun was out in Madison yesterday, but poor Aaron had to endure herself in a pouring rain and wind in that final round. We're talking about the NCAA regional. She qualified for the NCAA championship, so later in May for Clint Wallman. And here's a young lady that just went out and got the job done. And gosh, she's our first woman to play in the NCAA championships in a number of years.
Yeah,
so
the 80s.
Sure well. And then there's Jake Brown. He's going with Nate Weekers and Mike Mayer out to College Station to hopefully do the same thing. That's where the men's regionals will be held starting next week.
And Aaron, she shot her career best 68 in round two, and then in round three with the howling winds and bad weather, 15 pars and three bogeys for 75. That might have been better than the 68, Joe, as she'll move on to Karsten Creek down in Stillwater for the women's championships coming up. I think that's the 18th, if I
remember. 18th of May, right.
So she's got a weekend to regroup and get it all ready to go. So some great golf stories developing as well. I always feel like I'm missing something, but I don't think I am. I think between you and me now, we cover everything, and that's a very refreshing thing. Oh, one thing I want to point out, North softball losing 2-1. Deb Jones has pitched unbelievably well this year, and she has gotten beat, I think, in a couple of these games by giving up two hits, two of them being home runs, one hit, one of them being home runs. They've found something there. And you hope the Cougars keep it rolling, but that's her second or third real tough luck loss this year. So,
She ran into Emma Summers of Brown County last night. She got she allowed only two hits. Yeah, but Deb is a lot better than 5-10 for Emily Cron. Heck, one game this spring, Glasswell, what was it? She had a game with 26 strikeouts.
Yeah, well, the one that went 14 innings, 26 or 27. I lost count. I ran out of fingers and toes at some point there. It was the game I was thinking about was Mooresville. I think she lost 3-0 or 3-1, and she gave up two hits, and it was a two-run home run and a solo shot, and those were the only two hits she gave up. So good to see the brand-new South Field rolling along. Good to see, obviously, Edgewood playing really well in softball as well, and the track and field champs of the boys, Edgewood. Western Indiana
they made an annual thing of this, so they got back, well, it's back-to-back, but my gosh, they have dominated the WIC 15 of the last 16 years, and, Austin Haskett, Noah Beasy,
and I need
John McLaughlin, the record setters last night as the Mustangs won the title.
I need to apologize to Noah Beasy. I've been calling him Noah Byes. I thought that was way too easy, and I assumed, and that's where it got me, so I apologize to his family. All he's been doing is been breaking records all year long, so it's he's getting good publicity one way or the other. Thanks for being back. This is great.
Hey, it's been great.
It is, and it's going to be great as we move forward as well. Thanks for the kind words yesterday, too. That did not go without being noticed. Absolutely.
I could talk about you for.
Stop it. And Mick had really nice things to say. Hopefully you caught that yesterday morning.
I did, and Mick means a lot to me as well.
What a great deputy.
Everybody
mayor.
Does. It's just great to be back.
It is great to be back. It's great to hear you, and it's great to get back to normal as well. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoy the heat. Get that air conditioner rolling, and let's go Reds, right?
Well, we'll see what they can do. You know, Riggleman's in charge, so forget, April and work on May, the rest of May. Hey. I'm just happy to be working on May this year.
Amen. Hey, enjoy the golf this weekend as well. You know I'll be in touch. All right, buddy. Great job as always.
Talk to you, my friend. See you Monday.
That's exactly. Live Monday on the telephone. Yep. All right. Joe Smith, Monday mornings, Friday mornings. He's back. Big show Friday here on WGCL.